We present The Doomed Oasis by Hammond Innes, adapted in 6 parts for radio by René Basilico, and starring Tim Munro as George Grant. The Doomed Oasis, Part 1.
Grant and Pettigrew? Yes, indeed. I'll just check for you. May I have your name, please? Thank you. Just one moment. Mr. Pettigrew, there's a Mr. Johnston of Hargreaves & Co. on the line for you. Thank you. Sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Johnston. I'm putting you through now.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Mr. Grant.
Anything for me?
No, I don't think so.
Good.
Oh, your uncle said he'd like a word with you when you had a minute.
Oh, I don't suppose he said why.
Not to me.
I'd better go straight in and get it over with.
Come in. Ah, George, come in, come in.
You wanted to see me?
If you can spare a moment.
Of course.
How did you get on in court this morning with old Hartley?
£200 fine and his license endorsed.
Oh, dear. Oh, I don't expect he was too pleased with that.
No, but I did eventually persuade him against taking it any further.
Thank goodness for that. He's the sort that would take a motoring offence to the House of Lords. Anyway, well done, young George.
Thank you.
Nasty one to drop in your lap. Sorry.
It's all right.
One of the perks of being senior partner is to be able to hand over one's more tedious cases to one's deserving junior.
Is that all you wanted to see me about?
No. No, indeed not. Name David Whittaker, ring a bell?
David Whittaker? Yes, well, sort of.
Yeah, I should jolly well hope so. That was not the most auspicious start to your legal career, was it?
He was innocent, Uncle.
Possibly.
What about David Whittaker?
Well, after that spot of bother, he went out to the Middle East, didn't he?
In the Persian Gulf, yes.
He's gone missing, according to the Times.
Really?
In the desert. A place called Sarifa. Yes. He was out in an oil survey truck, apparently. They'd been searching for him for days, and they found the truck all right, but no sign of the boy.
May I see?
By all means. I'll mark a place for you at the bottom there.
Oh, yes. Where exactly is this Sarifa place?
Persian Gulf, somewhere. It's an independent chiefdom of some sort. One of the two seal states, at least geographically.
Doesn't give much detail, does it?
Oh, it's probably just an agency report.
Yes, you're right.
Young Whittaker never got in touch with you, I suppose?
No, never.
So you wouldn't know if he'd met his father out there?
I think he intended to look for Colonel Whittaker, but whether he succeeded, God only knows.
It would have been an interesting reunion. Can't have been much love lost between them.
No. David never forgave him for abandoning his mother and leaving her with 2 small children to bring up.
2?
David had a sister. A twin sister, actually.
Oh, I have to say. Can't see a man like Colonel Whittaker making the same mistake twice.
Sounds like a nice sort of chap, doesn't he?
But he's a strange fellow. Born 100 years after his time, I suspect. I suppose that's why he chooses to live in the wilds of Arabia, where he can be something of a law unto himself.
Well, he's your client. You know him better than I do.
I'm beginning to wonder. Quite suddenly, after all these years, he's taken to investing rather heavily in oil survey trucks, test drilling rigs and the like, with absolutely no reference to me. Quite disconcerting, really.
Can I hang on to this paper?
Yes, of course.
I'll see you on Wednesday, then.
Wednesday? Yes. The Edgbaston test.
I think I deserve it, Uncle Henry. Some compensation for handling your cast-off cases.
Fair enough. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks.
Oh, and, ask Elvira to come in, would you? I have some notes for her to type up.
Will do. Morning, Bessie.
Morning, Mr. Grant. Enjoy the cricket, did we?
What there was of it, between the rain. It's almost a relief to be back.
I'll bet. Oh, were you expecting a visitor, by the way?
No.
Only there's someone in the interview room for you. Captain somebody or other. I made a note of his name somewhere. Well, the chap we did the conveyancing for when he bought a cottage in the Mendips.
Not Captain Griffiths.
That's it, Griffiths. Came in about half an hour ago. I tried to get him to make an appointment, but he insisted on waiting for you.
Oh. In the interview room, you say?
Yes. If you haven't got tired of waiting for, ma'am.
Captain Griffiths.
Mr. Grant. Good to see you again.
I'm sorry you've been kept waiting so long. I just wasn't expecting visitors this morning.
Well, that's all right. Don't worry about it. I only called in on the off chance anyway. We docked early this morning and there wasn't time to fix a proper appointment.
Did you have a good trip?
Pretty uneventful, really, all things considered. It was my last trip, you know.
Oh, really?
I've been talking about retiring long enough and I finally made my mind up.
In which case, I'm surprised you're not hot foot for the Mendips by now.
Oh, I can't wait, Mr. Grant, I can't wait. But there is just one or two things I have to clear up first.
That sounds ominous.
Oh, not really. It's just that before we sailed from the Gulf, I had a visit from an old friend of yours.
Oh, who's that?
Duffett Whittaker.
Good Lord.
Do you remember him?
Oh, yes. You say you saw him just before you sailed, Captain?
Yes.
When was that?
About 4 weeks ago. He came alongside in a dhow.
What?
You know, one of them old Arab fishing boats.
Oh.
You wouldn't recognize him now. Decked out like an Arab princeling. Anyway, he asked me to deliver this envelope to you. In person. Is there something wrong?
No. Just fate playing funny tricks.
How do you mean?
Well, until last week, I hadn't heard a thing about David Whittaker since he sailed away on your ship. Then suddenly, there's a newspaper report that he's missing, and now you turn up with this.
Well, I didn't see anything about him disappearing.
Well, you were probably still at sea. There wasn't much to report anyway, only that his survey truck had been found abandoned in the desert. The Rubal something.
Well, the Rubal Kili.
That's it. They searched for about 10 days, and then they called it off.
Oh, yeah, they would. Europeans out there call it the empty quarter. With good reason, by all accounts. What the hell was he doing out there, anyway?
God knows. I don't suppose you'd know if David was working for his father.
Oh, it's possible.
Have you ever met Colonel Whittaker?
Not in person. No, I knew of him, of course. Everyone does. He's something of a legend out there. But like most legends, in real life, he's a bit of a lunatic. I'm sorry about the boy.
Yes. It's a strange sort of coincidence, though, isn't it?
George!
Uncle Henry!
Where on earth have you been hiding yourself? I see neither hide nor hair of you since that wretched Edgbaston test.
Yes, sorry, Uncle. I have been rather busy.
So I hear. I think you and I should have a little chat together.
But, Uncle...
My office, 10:30 sharp.
Oh, very well.
Good. Clear the air a bit, fine. It really isn't good enough, George. You had no right to appropriate Colonel Whittaker's file without my permission. No right at all. It's damned unprofessional.
I don't suppose it would help if I apologized.
It would be a start.
Then I apologize. Unreservedly. I should have consulted you first.
You're damned right, you should. There is a code in this profession, and it's not to be ignored by the likes of you.
No, Uncle. I'm sorry. I really am.
And why the sudden interest in one of my clients? No? Come on. Out with it.
Very well. I was merely trying to establish whether there might be a conflict between your client and mine.
Your client being who, exactly?
David Whittaker.
But you said you had no contact with him.
I haven't, but a couple of days ago, a sea captain brought me a package of documents that David had asked him to deliver to me in person.
Go on.
Well, among those documents was David's last will and testament, nominating me as his sole executor.
I see. But why did you need Colonel Whittaker's file?
Well, along with the will, David sent me a rather unusual set of written instructions.
Which were?
To deliver an envelope into the hands of one Sir Philip Gord, who just happens to be a director on the main board of the Gulf Oman Oilfields Development Company.
And you know what's in the envelope?
Yes. A survey report and a concession agreement, properly drawn up, I might add.
And what is this Sir Philip Gord expected to do?
That's the catch.
Uh-huh.
If, and only if, Sir Philip signs the concession, I'm to give him a second envelope which contains the exact locations that the survey report refers to.
Well, that survey report would have to be pretty convincing.
I should think it probably is.
Yes, I wouldn't hold out too much hope otherwise. But you said something about a conflict of interest.
Yes. I just wondered whether David Whittaker might have been working for his father.
In which case... The information your client is trying to peddle to Sir Philip Gord might not legally be his to trade with. Is that what you're saying?
More or less. And the same would be true, of course, if David had been working for Galfour & Martin. Mm-hmm. Or anyone else, for that matter. That's why I wanted the Colonel's file.
I see. But either way, it's pure supposition. Neither of us has any hard facts on which to make a reasoned judgment.
So what do you think I should do?
You have your instructions, George. You must act on them.
Very well, Uncle Henry. If you say so.
Sir Philip Gord's office. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Grant. George Grant of Grant & Pettigrew Solicitors.
Are you calling on a company matter, Mr. Grant, or is this personal to Sir Philip?
Personal, I'm afraid.
Ah. Sir Philip's away on a tour of the Middle East at the moment.
When do you expect him back?
Not for some time, I'm afraid. Several weeks, at least.
Oh, dear.
You could certainly contact him through our Bahrain office if the matter is important enough. He's based there at the moment.
Oh, yes, thank you. That might help.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's fine, thank you. Oh, Lord. What do I do now?
That is awkward, George. Bound to be awkward. What are you going to do now?
I'm not sure.
What are your instructions in the event of Sir Philip refusing to sign this concession agreement you're offering him?
They're somewhat vague. I'm instructed to take whatever action I deem to be in the best interests of the independent sheikdom of Sarafa.
Oh, that could be a very tall order.
I know.
Have you even checked where Sarafa is on the map?
Well, yes, actually. But I must admit I had some difficulty finding it.
You know, George, I think you should give Sir Philip Gord the chance to sign the concession as soon as possible.
But that would mean flying out to Bahrain.
Indeed. Then if, as I suspect, Sir Philip refuses to sign your document, at least you're on the spot to carry out some sort of fact-finding tour in the furtherance of your client's instructions.
But that might take weeks.
Very probably.
But the cost we can't expect Whittaker's estate to pay.
Let's say that I will be prepared for the practice to bear the expense. You need the experience, George. I was thinking only the other day that you've been stuck in this office far too long. Too much law and not enough life, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
You need to get out into the world, George, to broaden your horizons.
If you say so, Uncle Henry.
Would you like a drink from the bar, sir?
Just a coffee, please.
And you, sir?
Scotch whiskey.
Soda?
Please.
There you are, sir.
Excuse me, what time are we due in Bahrain?
We are on schedule, sir. We'll land at Mubarak Airport at 20:50 local time. That's 2 hours ahead of Central European time. Your coffee, sir.
Thank you.
Something to drink from the bar, sir.
This is your first time in Bahrain, signore?
Yes.
You cannot be in the oil business, then, eh?
No, I'm not in the oil business.
Oh, then you are going on holiday. Bahrain is good for holiday. Interesting, very interesting.
No, I'm not on holiday.
Oh, forgive me, signore. I interrupt your reading.
No, that's quite all right.
It's a very sad business, no?
Pardon?
The article you are reading, I could not help noticing.
Which article?
That one there, with the photograph of Colonel Whittaker's son.
Oh, yes.
Oh, such a waste to die so young.
Yes.
And in such a place.
Do you know that area?
A little, yes.
You work in Bahrain?
Well, not especially Bahrain, signore. Anywhere there is trouble.
Oh.
I'm a journalist. Alessandro Ruffini.
George Grant, solicitor.
Oh, so you visit Bahrain on lawyer's business?
Well, more or less. But you think there's going to be trouble in Bahrain?
Oh, not Bahrain, but perhaps around Sarafa.
Sarafa?
Oh, you will not know it. It's only a small sheikdom. But in that part of the world, even the smallest sheikdom can cause big trouble.
I see.
All the signs are there. You will see.
Room 473, sir.
Thank you.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, please. Where can I find the Gulf Oman Development Company offices?
Gulf Oman, sir. The head office you want?
The head office, yes.
It is out on the Awali Road, sir.
How far out?
About 3 miles, sir. You will need a taxi.
Where will I find one?
Outside the main entrance, sir.
Thank you.
You are welcome, sir.
Signor Grant, buongiorno.
Hello, Mr. Ruffini.
Welcome to Bahrain.
Are you waiting for a taxi?
Of course. In Bahrain, one gets used to it. Ah, we shared this one, yes?
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it. You were first.
I insist. I'm only going to the press club.
No, really. There's another one right behind, see?
As you wish, signore.
May I help you, sir?
Good morning. I have an appointment with Sir Philip Gord.
With Sir Philip?
Yes, I phoned this morning. My name is Grant.
If you'd care to take a seat, Mr. Grant, I won't keep you a moment.
Thank you.
It's Fatma at reception. I have a Mr. Grant here. He says he has an appointment to see Sir Philip Gord. But... Oh, I see. Very well. Mr. Grant?
Yes?
If you'd care to go to the top of the stairs here, Mr. Urquhart will meet you himself.
Urquhart?
That's right. Turn right at the top of the stairs.
Thank you.
Mr. Grant?
Mr. Urquhart, isn't it?
Urquhart. I'm the general manager here. Do come in.
Thank you.
Sit down, please.
Thank you.
Now, what can I do for you?
Well, nothing, I'm afraid. My appointment was with Sir Philip Gord.
So I understand. Now, Sir Philip was my predecessor here. Now, he no longer represents the company.
I see.
When you phoned, I naturally assumed your business was with the company rather than with Sir Philip privately.
I was told Sir Philip was here in Bahrain.
Well, he is here in the Gulf. No doubt he'll be coming back to Bahrain before much longer.
Do you have any idea where he is at the moment?
I'm not really sure at this precise moment, but he is due in Sharjah later in the week, I believe.
Sharjah? Isn't that quite close to Dubai?
About 20 minutes by road. No more, certainly. And look, if you'd like to write a note for Sir Philip, I will get it straight to him. There's a company plane going to Sharjah in the morning.
Oh. I don't suppose there's any chance of me getting a lift on it.
Have you a visa for the two show victims?
I only arrived last night.
You must apply for one. Though I doubt whether you'll get it.
Why not?
The political situation out here is somewhat volatile, to put it mildly. Your visit is private.
Yes.
Well, I suppose the company could sponsor your application.
Oh, that would be marvelous.
But we would need to know the exact purpose of your visit.
I'm a solicitor, Mr. Urquhart.
So I understand. And your business would necessitate you going to Sharjah?
Partly. My client's sister is a nurse in Dubai. I ought to see her.
Of course, your client's sister. In that case, we'll do everything we can to help you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else?
Well, not unless you're in a position to brief me as to the exact circumstances of David Whittaker's death.
David Whittaker?
I understand he was one of your employees.
No, he wasn't actually. He was on loan to us from his father. Why should that concern you?
David Whittaker is my client, or was.
Ah.
And the sole purpose of my visit here is to settle his estate.
I see. Robertson.
Yes, Mr. Urquhart?
Could you let me have a photocopy of the search report in the David Whittaker business?
When do you want it?
As soon as possible.
Thank you. Could you show me where his truck was found? On the wall map there?
Oh, yes, of course. It was, right here. In what we call the empty quarter.
Oh, yes.
It's a desolate place. Empty of life, hence the name. David could not survive there on foot.
They never found his body?
No. But in this area to the north here, it's all quicksand. If he wandered into that, he'd disappear without trace.
Is that what you think happened, Mr. Urquhart?
I don't know, Mr. Grant. I really don't know.
What on earth was David supposed to be doing up there, anyway?
He was meant to be prospecting for oil, but not up there where they found his truck. He should have been closer to the borders. Here,
the shaded area.
That is the area in dispute. His orders were to keep just north of that.
And did he?
What?
Keep to that area.
He drilled a number of short holes, apparently. But they all proved negative.
I'm not an oil man, Mr. Urquhart.
He didn't strike oil.
Oh.
His survey reports suggest he was never likely to. Not there.
Where then? In the empty quarter?
Oh, unlikely.
Then why would he go there? Alone?
I don't know why he went, Mr. Grant. But he was alone, because the rest of his survey team refused to go with him. It's all in the report. Excuse me. Yes,
Robertson, I've got the copy of the search report. Where do you want it?
Just leave it at the reception, eh? Mr. Grant can collect it on his way out.
Will do.
Thank you. I won't take up any more of your time.
Well, if you want to leave a note for Sir Philip...
No, that won't be necessary. I'll hang around till he gets back. Or until I can get a visa for Dubai. You've been most helpful, Mr. Eckhart.
Whiskey soda. Large one.
Ah, Signor Grant.
Hello again, Mr. Ruffini. Can I get you a drink?
He's coming already. What will you have? Whiskey?
Gin and tonic would be nice.
Hey, Mohammed.
I am Yusuf, sir.
Then Yusuf. Please be good enough to supply my friend here with a large gin and tonic.
A large gin and tonic, sir?
Tell me, how did you get on at the Gulf Oman office?
How did you know I'd been there?
My friend, you are very new out here. The taxi drivers make more money from telling where they take people than from actually taking them.
But why should you be in the least bit interested?
I'm a journalist. I'm interested in anything unusual.
And you think I'm unusual?
You are in Bahrain and you say you have nothing to do with oil.
Whiskey soda, gin and tonic.
Thank you, Yusuf. Keep the change, please.
Thank you, sir.
Here you are, Signor Grant. Chinchi.
Cheers.
And how did you get on at the political residence office? Hmm? You used the same taxi.
I didn't get a visa, if that's what you're asking.
Yes, because I also did not get a visa. I must stay here and mind my own bloody business. Not in so many words, you understand, but you know.
The political situation.
Sure. But they're so stupid, these officials. They cannot stop a journalist writing a story. They can only stop him writing the truth.
So, what will you do?
Well, I'll find out what I can and guess the rest.
But where do you start?
In the press club, in the bazaars. You feed off rumors and follow them up. And you ask questions like, what is a young English lawyer doing in Bahrain if he's got nothing to do with oil?
Sir?
What is it, Yusuf?
Over there, sir. By the door.
Where? Oh, yes, it's your taxi driver again.
Maybe he's got another tidbit to tell you.
Come on, let's find out. Hey, Mohammed, you looking for me?
I have a message for your friend.
For me? Are you sure?
Oh, yes, sir, very sure. There is a girl who wants to speak to you. I take you to her, come.
Wait a minute. Where is this girl?
El Menza Club.
It's a bordello. Nightclub underneath, bordello upstairs.
I don't think I should go.
Very important, sir. Girl wants to speak to you. Very important.
Go, Signor Grant. Perhaps it is important.
And if it isn't?
Then maybe she'll give you a good time. Have you anything better to do than Bahrain?
All right. I think I'm beginning to see what Uncle Henry meant.
Ahmed! Naam! Ahmed!
ايش تريد؟
جبنا الراجل الانجليزي اللي في الجزائريه.
هو هذا اللي بالخلف؟
ايوه.
قل له يجي معاي اخذه ليها.
مستر، يو جو وذ احمد ناو. تيك يو تو سبيك وذ جيرل، اوكي؟ جيت اوت هير بليز.
فيري ويل. بس يو ويت هير فور مي، اندرستاند؟
اوكي مستر محمد ويت.
جود. كم مستر، كم. Girly speak. Girly speak.
Coming. And remember, you wait here.
Okay, mister.
Hey, you, Ahmed.
Yeah.
How much further?
You come, Ta'ala. You come.
Here, this place.
Backside Al Manza.
How's it?
جبت الراجل اللي سكت الجزائرية.
يلا طيب.
Come, mister. Come, girl, speak now. In here.
ادخل.
أهو الراجل الإنجليزي.
Come in, monsieur.
Thank you.
Sit down, please, monsieur. قف خارج نعيط لك لما نخلص
ما تتأخري.
You know why I asked you to come?
I can't imagine.
You do not guess?
I don't even know your name.
My name is Tibetta, but here I'm called always Tessa.
I'm afraid it means nothing to me. I've only just arrived in Bahrain.
And you have come because of David, no?
David Whittaker, you mean?
Of course, Whittaker. Are you not his friend? His only friend, what he can trust?
Well, I'm his solicitor. That's not quite the same thing.
But you have helped him before, in England.
Yes, I suppose so.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How you help him? I must know this to know if you are his friend.
Very well. David was involved in a fight with his stepfather.
And the stepfather died, no?
Yes, he had a heart attack.
Elephant chased David for murder, huh?
There was talk of a manslaughter charge, yes.
And you helped him to escape?
I provided him with the opportunity of stowing away on a boat bound for Bahrain.
What? Exactly. You are the man.
So it would seem.
I need your help, monsieur.
My help?
Oui, monsieur. You must find David before it is too late.
Miss Tessa, David Whittaker is dead. That's why I'm here in Bahrain, as executor to his will.
Ça veut dire quoi, ça? What that means?
Oh, it means I carry out his instructions after his death.
But what happens if David is not dead?
What?
What you do if David is not dead?
It was reported in the press that the oil company confirmed it. He's dead, Miss Tessa. I'm sorry.
C'est pas vrai. His truck was abandoned. That's all.
In the empty quarter?
It is only empty for the European, monsieur. But David is nearly Arab now. He's become a Bedouin. And the Bedouin knows the desert like his aunt. No, monsieur. I know it. David is not dead.
That was part one of The Doomed Oasis by Hammond Innes, adapted for radio by René Basilico, and starring Tim Munro as George Grant. Also featuring Robert James as Henry Grant, John Malcolm as Alexander Earhart and Captain Griffiths, Robert Rieti as Ruffini, Nadia Hammam as Tessa, Jill Lidston as Betty, Neville Rafaela as the hotel receptionist, Nadine Sawalha as the taxi driver, and Ali Refai as Ahmed. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Produced by John Fawcett Wilson.